Welcome to The Sting of Stang, conducted by the William Wallace of the American media. Alan Stang, exposing the propaganda pimps of the prostitute national press, from Rush Limbaugh to the communist broadcasting system, uncovering the conspiracy for world government, its tactics, its purposes, and its players, from George W. Bush, John McCain, and Hussein Obama on down. Now, here is author, patriot, raconteur, and bon vivant, Alan Stang.
And thank you, Dick Fatherly, Billboard Magazine's Personality of the Year. Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen, across America and through the miracle of modern technology around the world. This is Alan Stang. The program is The Sting of Stang. As usual, ladies and gentlemen, we have an avalanche of information discussion for you this morning here on The Sting of Stang. And let's begin with a call that Michelle Hussein Obama allegedly made to a press agency. Now, the reason I use the word allegedly, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand is the Hussein campaign denies that Michelle actually did make this call, this telephone call we're talking about. They deny it. The campaign denies it. Now, of course, I wouldn't believe anything the Hussein campaign said if it were tattooed on their foreheads. But we must report that the campaign right now, at least, is denying that she made the call. The reason that we're going to bring this to your attention is that this press agency says that she did make the call and that it has a tape of the call, and that at some point along in here soon it is going to release the tape of the call that she made. Now, the agency is the African Press International, API, which I had never heard of before this, African Press International. And they claim, African Press International says that Michelle Hussein made a call to API complaining about its coverage, its treatment of her husband, Senator Hussein's electoral campaigning activities, especially of the trip that he made to Kenya. Remember that Hussein is, an illegal alien. He was born in Kenya. We can be absolutely sure of that right now. He's an illegal alien who doesn't qualify legally to be president, legally cannot be president. He was born in Kenya, and he has ties to Kenya. Much of his family is in Kenya, in Africa, and he went to Kenya to help install in power a violent a revolutionary communist terrorist there named Raila Odinga, a relative of his, a cousin of his. Now, that's the background to all of this. And against that background, Michelle Hussein, this is Mrs. Hussein, Mrs. Senator Hussein, makes a call to African Press International to complain about their coverage of all of these activities. And what we have for you this morning is not, of course, the tape. They have the tape. They say they have the tape. We're simply going to tell you what has been released so far, and then, of course, we'll see what happens. Remember, she says, the campaign says it didn't. There was no such call. API says there was. They have a tape. And so in just a moment, we're going to tell you what they say she said. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here is what Michelle, Mrs. Senator Hussein, told African Press International, according to that news agency. She said, quote, African Press International is supposed to support Africans and African-American views. It is strange that API has chosen to support the racists against my husband. There is no shame in being adopted by a stepfather. All dirt has been thrown onto my husband's face, and yet he loves this country. My husband and I know that there is no law that will stop him from becoming the president just because some American white racists are bringing up the issue of my husband's adoption by his stepfather. The important thing here is where my husband's heart is at the moment. I can tell the American people that my husband loves this country, and his adoption never changed his love for this country. He was born in Hawaii, yes, and that gives him all the right to be an American citizen, even though he was adopted by a foreigner. That is what, end quote. Now, that is what API says is on the tape that they say they have, the tape of the telephone call that Mrs. Senator Hussein is supposed to have made, according to API, to that news agency. Again, the Hussein campaign denies that she made any such call. We'll have to see what happens, of course. API says it's going to release the tape. Now, remember, there is some intricacy involved in the law concerning the eligibility of someone to be president of the United States. It's a lot more complicated than just being at least 35 and being a natural-born citizen, because you can lose your citizenship, and that is what happened to Senator Hussein. We know he was not born in Hawaii. We know now he was born in Kenya. All his extended family there in Kenya, all of them say that he was born in Kenya. They're very proud of the fact that he was born in Kenya, understandably. His grandmother says he was born in Kenya. And even if he had been born in Hawaii, he lost his citizenship. Lost his citizenship. And no longer was a natural-born citizen. All right, there's the story, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see what happens next in this API story. They say they are going to release the complete tape of the call they say Mrs. Senator Hussein made to them. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday evening, I taped two segments of Coach Dave Dobenmeyer's radio show. Dave, Coach Dave, of course, is another columnist at newswithviews.com, as I am, a fellow columnist. He, too, has a radio talk show. I was his guest yesterday. We taped a couple of segments. I don't know when they will air. Go to Coach Dave's website undoubtedly, there you will be able to find out when those two segments, where I guested with him, you will be able to find out when those two segments will air. We talked about my latest article about McCain's sodomites, Senator McCain's sodomites, which we'll get into in just a few moments this morning on this edition of The Sting of Staying. Also, by the way, on Sunday, November 2nd at 10 p.m., Sunday, November 2nd, a couple of days before the election, 10 p.m., I will be guesting on Dr. Henry Mackow's show here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. You will remember that that he was my guest over these microphones yesterday. I'm going to return the favor and be the guest on his show Sunday, November 2nd at 10 p.m. All right, ladies and gentlemen, word arrives from Washington that Democrat leaders on Capitol Hill are drawing up plans to do another stimulus package in the wake of the government's decision to buy stakes in major U.S. banks. Remember, the government is buying stakes in a lot of banks that don't want to be taken over. Not all banks have been run as stupidly, as criminally, as the banks that you've been hearing about lately. There are many American banks that have been operating sensibly. They are not in trouble, but the government is trying to take them over anyway, proving that, again, that this is a takeover scheme. It's a power grab, is what it amounts to. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Mrs. Pelosi, says she is mulling over, thinking over recommendations that Congress act on another economic swindle that would cost taxpayers another $300 billion, according to congressional aides. That's about 2% of the country's gross domestic product. So remember, as we told you, of course, it was no big deal to understand this, that the $700 billion that you heard about a couple of weeks ago during the power grab, that $700 billion, of course, didn't amount to anything. It was simply the first installment of a continuing swindle. Now here you're hearing about another $300 billion. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, since we're talking about congressional proposals, here's another Democrat proposal. Powerful House Democrats. They are looking at proposals to do away with the tax deduction that you get in your 401k. Many Americans have these 401ks in which the employer matches the funds being contributed to the 401k. Annual tax breaks come along with that, but here comes a professor from the New School for Social Research in New York. The New School, of course, about as far left as you can get without falling off the planet into deep space. It's called the New School for Social Research. It's in New York City. And here's a plan proposed to the Democrats. They like the plan. It's proposed by a professor there, Teresa Ghilarducci. Teresa Ghilarducci. And Professor Ghilarducci, she's proposing this. She says, I want to stop the federal subsidy of 401ks. They can continue to exist, but they won't have the benefit of the subsidy of the tax break. Instead, under her plan, all workers would receive a $600 annual inflation-adjusted subsidy, peanuts, but they would be required to invest 5% of their pay into a guaranteed retirement account administered by Social Security. Oh, yes, yes. That money, in turn, would be invested in special government bonds that would pay 3% a year, adjusted for inflation. In other words, your money would simply be stolen. Now, consider this with regard to this proposal about the elimination of the 401k tax deduction. If there is no tax deferral, then the employer has no reason to do the matching funds, does he? The idea of the 401k is to help people in the lower income brackets. So if there is no tax deferral, then there is no reason for the employer to do this. And that, in effect, would kill, in practical effect, would kill the 401k. It's simply another grab. They are desperately casting about, ladies and gentlemen, desperately for more and more funds. More and more funds to keep this ship afloat, which by now has so many holes in it. It is utterly unbelievable. Has so many holes in it. It's amazing that it's still afloat. The market, of course, going up and down like a yo-yo. You've got a yo-yo market right now. But here is another attempt to steal your money. Watch this one. According to what I'm looking at here, the report I'm looking at here says that powerful House Democrats are looking at this proposal by Professor Ghilarducci, and they are looking at it with considerable interest. Again, it would be another way of stealing still more of your funds. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40 And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
Our telephone number, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. If you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, everything you buy in this country is made in communist-occupied China. Of course, I'm exaggerating. Not a heck of a lot, though. It's very difficult to pick something up in this country these days not made in communist China. Now, the reason for that is, of course, that the present president's predecessor, President Billy Bubba Slime, is a traitor and put himself in the pocket of the Red Chinese. And of course, the present president, El Presidente Jorge W. Bush, hasn't done anything to reverse that policy of President Billy Bubba Slime. They're both traitors. The present administration, the Bush administration, continuing the President Billy Bubba Slime policy. And of course, the recent swindle conducted by Henry Goldman Sachs Paulson that drove everybody into a state of total insanity, with some happy exceptions, of course, just a couple of weeks ago. One of the purposes of that was to bail out these foreign institutions which are holding U.S. paper preeminent among them, communist-occupied China. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now that is background to the fact that, you know, among the things that communist-occupied China exports to the United States are various foodstuffs. Not just shoes, not just manufactured products, but various foodstuffs. And many Americans, maybe some of you listening to me, maybe some of you folks listening to me around the world in other countries than the United States are eating, without knowing it, eating foodstuffs manufactured with ingredients made in communist China. And you've been, you will remember hearing that, hearing already that in some cases, those foodstuffs from communist-occupied China have been tainted, have been poisonous. Remember the pet food? Pet food from communist China killed a lot of pets around the world. Toothpaste from communist China killed people, killed a lot of people, poisonous toothpaste. That was discovered by a brilliant doctor in Panama. The Republic of Panama discovered that the problem was the poisoned, tainted toothpaste originating in communist China. He was the one who discovered it. And the reason I bring all this up is that now comes a revelation that there are many food products that you are eating that are tainted with melamine, it's called. Melamine. And melamine apparently is a contaminant that kill. You could have been eating melamine-tainted snacks for a year. It comes in a milk protein, they call it, a milk protein. It's in many snacks, gravy mixes, soups, cakes, baked dessert items. And apparently, the list of products, I'm going to give you a list of products, ladies and gentlemen, that where this melamine, which apparently is a deadly contaminant, where the melamine could appear. Let's see. Tokyo-headquartered Lotte Group, a major snack maker, got caught up in the storm Friday after its popular chocolate-filled koala cookies recalled in Hong Kong and Macau because of melamine contamination. Milk powder, contaminated with milk powder. The list of companies is growing. It has been blamed in the deaths of four Chinese infants. So this thing can kill, apparently. And it's in the various products. Let's see. Nescafe, Nestle, Ovaltine, Aussie Dairy Products, Campbell's Soup, Sara Lee, Tesco, Oreos, Kraft Oreo Sticks, wafers with chocolate, M&M's, different M&M products, Nestle, I mentioned Nestle, Vitasoy, soya milk, Snickers peanut chocolates. This is something you need to know, ladies and gentlemen. Be very careful of these products. Investigate. They could contain melamine, which kills. Again, courtesy of our dear friends in communist-occupied China.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now, be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
A couple of weeks ago, ladies and gentlemen, I developed a blood spot on the back of one of my hands. These are things that pop up on your hands when you get to be of a certain age. And I am of that age. And so suddenly this blood spot appears. They don't show up because of some injury. It's just part of the aging process, I suppose, involved with circulation. And so one of these blood spots showed up on the back of one of my hands. I immediately got out the Eagle Research Guardian that we talk about over these microphones every day. I put the accessory that comes with it, the disc, the 2-inch disc, on the blood spot and began to work on it. And I did that 3 or 4 times a day. In a little more than a week, the blood spot was completely gone. You can't see a trace of it. In fact, I remember I showed my wife my hand, and since she couldn't see anything there at the end of the process, about a week or 10 days, why, she accused me of trying to trick her, of showing her the wrong hand. It was very easy to solve, since I only have two hands. I showed both of them to her. She had to admit it was completely gone. There's absolutely no trace of it, and those things are kind of hard to get rid of. Again, This was the result of my use of the Eagle Research Guardian. It's an utterly remarkable instrument. It's a frequency balancing instrument, of course. It's not a medical device. It does not diagnose, treat, heal, or cure anything. It simply brings the body's electronic frequencies back into balance. Everything is composed of electronic frequencies, remember. If you'd like to know more about the Eagle Guardian, simply go to my website, alanstang.com. Click on Store at the top of the page, and then on Eagle Research, you'll see pictures of the instruments I'm talking about. Go back to the home page and click on Health. Health, that will take you to a bunch of articles, written information about the Eagle Research technology. I think you'll find it, at the very least, you'll find it interesting. And then if you'd like to know more about it, why, simply get in touch with us. Of course, if you'd like to order something, you can do so right there at the site. If you have a question, why, simply get in touch with us. It all starts at alanstang.com. Our telephone number, if you'd like to come aboard today's edition of The Sting of Stang, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, you always have to keep this in mind, that the United States created communist-occupied China. Remember that, as we have created just about every communist country on the planet, the United States created them. If you ask most people what country would be most instrumental in creating communism in various countries, I suppose most people would say, well, the Soviet Union. No, ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. The United States created communist Russia. The United States kept the Soviet Union in power when it was about to collapse more than once. The United States created just about every other communist country. It would be difficult to find a communist country the United States did not create, and one of them was communist-occupied China. What our government does is create the communist threat, and then it talks about how terrible the communist threat is and how we have to oppose the communist threat. But it doesn't remind you that it created the communist threat we are fighting. So today you have communist-occupied China, big new threat, poisoning us, as you just heard, with this melamine product, this contaminant, this deadly contaminant in food imports. Remember that our most loyal ally in Asia was the Republic of China. The president of the Republic of China, Chiang Kai-shek, did you happen to remember he was a Christian? Chiang Kai-shek and his wife, both Christians, president of the Republic of China. And of course, he was our most loyal ally in Asia. We betrayed the Republic of China. It always starts out the same, with accusations that the government is corrupt. The target government, all target governments that we are getting ready to hand over to the communists, United States media, government media, accuse it of being corrupt. Well, of course, every government is corrupt. Our government is corrupt. It would be difficult to find a government on this planet more corrupt than our own. But that's the way the process works. That's the way it begins. Was the Republic of China's government corrupt? Of course, it had to be. Every government is corrupt by its nature. And so they accused it of being corrupt. They were fighting the communists. General George Marshall, he's the guy who was up to his eyeballs implicated in the manufactured Roosevelt administration attack on Pearl Harbor that killed 3,000, almost 3,000 Americans, tricking us into World War II. Marshall went to China and literally disarmed the Republic of China and then boasted about it. He said, with a stroke of the pen, I disarmed 39 Chinese divisions. They forced China into the hands of the communists, and now we've got the Chinese communist threat. Interesting the way it works, isn't it? So that's the background to this latest poisoning problem with melamine. Let's go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen, and let's go to up to Idaho. Flora, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Hi, Alan.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for allowing me on your program.
Yes, ma'am.
I have some very horrifying news. The other night when the rally was there, when they had the debate, we had seven soldiers. They were veterans, and they came to speak to the rally. Well, they got kicked out, and there was a cop that ran a horse right over the top of a veteran, and he has his head crushed. I don't know if he'll come out of it. And their website is ivaw.org, and you can get the full story there. Please pass this story around. We need to know which one of the so-called president-elect, which one of them even cares about these seven veterans. They are veterans. They've been home for a year. The one that I spoke to was named Jason, and he had been three tours in Iraq, and they are asking to bring our war out, absolutely out of the war, and they're against the Iraqi war.
All right, Flora, if you would, could you give us, please, again, that website?
All right. It's literally ivaw.org.
ivaw.org.
Yes.
All right. Go there, friends, for the information, the facts regarding this atrocity that Flora's calling about. Flora, thank you so much for calling.
Thanks
for bringing this to our attention. Good call from Flora in Idaho. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now, go this morning after the show, go to etherzone.com. That is one of the main sites, Etherzone, where my magazine pieces appear. Newswithviews.com being another one, of course. Newswithviews.com, Etherzone.com. And if you go to Etherzone.com this morning, you will find my latest piece. The title is McCain's Sodomites, More Republican Slime. McCain's Sodomites, More Republican Slime. By now you know about Barney Frank. Barney Frank, member of Congress from Taxachusetts. He's as queer as a $1 bill, of course. He's been in Congress for many years. The people there in Taxachusetts in that congressional district keep electing Barney, keep sending him to Congress. Why? I don't know. They could very well be congenitally stupid, ignorant. Remember, they are Yankees, so they could be stupid degenerates themselves. I don't know. On the other hand, it's quite possible that they are immensely clever and that they keep electing him to Congress to keep him out of the district. That's a possibility. I don't know, but. Barney, as you know, is the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. By now, you're familiar with the latest scandal. Barney, some years back, it turned out there was a homosexual prostitution ring operating out of his apartment, run by his bedmate at the time. But Barney was innocent. He didn't know anything about it. It was run out of his apartment, but he didn't know anything. He was cleared. And of course, you're aware of the latest scandal involving a guy named Herb Moses, another of Barney's bedmates. Herb was working at Fannie Mae for some years, helping to develop this problem, which is threatening to destroy our economy, of people getting loans who couldn't afford to pay them back. Herb was involved in that. And so Barney was defending Fannie Mae, where his bedmate Herb worked. And for years, Barney was telling us, no, there's nothing wrong at Fannie Mae. Nothing wrong at Fannie Mae. And the latest thing he tells us, after years of telling us nothing is wrong, he tells us there was something wrong. It was the fault of the Republicans. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you know all that. You've heard of all that. But to include a little balance, remember, here at the Sting of Stang, we try to bring you information that you don't get anywhere else. So let's go now to the... First, we'll go to the campaign of Senator McCain, El Senador Juan McCain, Republican candidate for president. Mark Busey, I may be mispronouncing that. It's B-U-S-E. I may be mispronouncing it. I think it's Busey, but that could be wrong. Mark Busey, like Barney Frank, another queer, another sodomite. You can read and hear all about Busey's bar-hopping sodomite adventures on the Internet. Now, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking now. You can do this as well. I'm looking at my latest piece on the subject, which you will find on the homepage at etherzone.com. Now, ordinarily, it would be a waste of time to mention just another Washington queer. As you know, the city is loaded with them. The problem is that this one, Mark Busey, is chief of staff in the office of El Senador Juan McCain, the man from Hanoi. This is correct. Did you know that? Mark Busey, sodomite, chief of staff, El Senador Juan McCain, the man from Hanoi. Now remember, El Senador McCain is a champion of family values. But it doesn't end there, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't end there. Remember that El Senador McCain has given an interview to the Washington Blade. The Washington Blade is a sodomite magazine out of Washington District of Criminals. El Senador McCain gave them an interview. I don't know. Has a major party nominee for president ever given an interview to a sodomite publication? I don't know. Now here comes... He was quite friendly. Here comes a man named Steve Schmidt. Steve Schmidt. Who is Steve Schmidt? Steve Schmidt runs the Juan McCain campaign. That's right. He is the campaign manager for Senator McCain. Go to YouTube.com. YouTube.com. Enter Steve Schmidt in quotation marks. That's S-C-H-M-I-D-T. S-C-H-M-I-D-T, Steve Schmidt, in quotation marks. Enter log cabin, in quotation marks. That stands for Log Cabin Republicans. There you will hear Steve Schmidt, you will hear and see Steve Schmidt tell Log Cabin Republicans about his lesbian sister, and you will hear him tell Log Cabin Republicans, which is an organization of homosexuals. I'll tell you more about it in a moment. You will hear him tell them, I admire all you do. I encourage you to keep fighting. You are an important part of our party. Remember, Steve Schmidt runs the McCain campaign. All right, now, Log Cabin Republicans, what's that? Log Cabin Republicans is a sodomite organization founded to infiltrate, penetrate the Republican Party, and infuse the Republican Party with homosexuality. It's been very successful in that operation because the Republican Party is riddled with homosexuality from top to bottom. Let's take another break. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with me.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on to the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Here again, Alan Stang.
The important thing to understand about all this, ladies and gentlemen, is that the present sodomite explosion here in this country is not an accident. It didn't happen all by itself. It is a tool, a weapon, that the Conspiracy for World Government is using for the specific purpose of collapsing, destroying our civilization. Destroying the foundations of our civilization, so that the country will collapse and the conspiracy can do what it likes, can take over, and can submerge us in the world government that has been their goal from the very beginning. That's what this is all about. And, of course, again, we've given you another aspect of this problem that I know you haven't heard of. No one else has covered this. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to the volunteer state, Tennessee. Randall, you're on the air with Alan Stang.
Well, thank you, Mr. Stang. You mentioned Chiang Kai-shek, head of the Republic of China.
Yes.
I was reading in the Stephen Ambrose put out, who used to be a professor at the University of New Orleans, the book on the life of Richard Nixon. It was called Education of a Politician from 1913 to 1962.
Okay.
And he spoke of Nixon controlling all of Eisenhower's foreign policy during that time. And he was an ally. He wanted to help Chiang Kai-shek in a rebellion against Chairman Mao Zedong, whom he called a monster, Nixon did. And it was not stated in the book, but it was indicated, at least, it's been a while since I read the book, that I was led to believe that if Nixon had been elected president in 1960, we would have probably gone to war in China on behalf of Chiang Kai-shek to overthrow Chairman Mao.
Let me remind you, Randall,
yes.
that it was Nixon who opened the door. That's what they call it. He opened the door to Red China. He began this process, which has culminated into the treason committed today by President Billy Bubba Slime and President Bush. It was Nixon who started that by going to Red China. He started that process. So, and Nixon, who said that he was a socialist, remember, he said, we are all Keynesians now. Mm-hmm. He went to Red China. There was a big, tremendous conflict at the time. A lot of criticism about his trip to Red China. He began all this. So, Randall, I do not believe that Richard Nixon would have done anything to stop communist China, because he was one of the people who began the slide down the chute with Red China to the present situation where Red China has become a tremendous threat created by the United States. It was Richard Nixon who was instrumental, one of the people instrumental in doing that. Randall, we're just about out of time. Thank you so much for your call. Please keep listening and call again. Good call from Randall in Tennessee. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to read all about this, simply go to go to etherzone.com. And you'll see my piece on the subject of Senator McCain's sodomites. That's another edition of The Sting of Stang. Thanks for being with us. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Plan to be with us Monday, same time, same place. Until then, remember, as always, arm yourselves.
Let me tell you why.